According to a new study by researchers at Emory University, the New York Yankees have the most loyal fans of any baseball team, followed by the Cardinals and the Marlins. Philadelphia Philly fans are the least loyal. Now, the study compared each team's attendance to their winning percentage. In other words, they wanted to see which fans keep coming, even when the team stinks. But don't the Yankees always win, so that's why people keep going, I think?
Yeah, there's a lot of Yankee fans out there.
Yeah, there are.
Too many. A guy stayed up all night to watch the World Cup, a 25-year-old man in China. He died over this weekend. Now, there's this 11-hour time difference between China and Brazil, and that's why he had to stay up all night. But between Friday and Saturday, he stayed up, and the doctors think he died from sleep deprivation.
You can die from that?
I don't know. College taught me that you could stay up for a pretty long time and not die. So
I don't know. Days in a row. Interesting. High school senior in North Carolina was sent home on her last day of school for wearing a dress that was half an inch too short. So on Saturday, her mom wore that same dress to graduation.
Ooh.
Take that, school.
Wow. A couple of facts for you today. Gangnam Style, the video on YouTube, has more than 2 billion views, which means that human beings have been spending 140 million hours watching it. That's 16,000 years.
What?
Yeah.
That's 16,000 wasted years.
Opa Gangnam Style. Yeah, it's... And in Disney World and Disneyland, employees have that actually have to dress up as characters and walk around the park. They go through special training to learn how to do the character's correct autograph.
Oh, so you have to, your Pluto has to sign look like Pluto.
Yeah, the correct John Hancock for Pluto. And also something I've heard that for pointing, they actually can't use the index finger to point someplace if they need to give directions or whatnot. Mm-hmm. They have to use a fully extended hand because in some cultures that could be offensive if they just use the one pointer finger. Yeah.
According to a new survey, there are things in your house that can kill the mood if you're, you know, thinking about getting in the mood. Things that kill the mood: bad smells, a dirty bathroom, seeing a photo of someone's ex. That's kind of a deal breaker. Having a weird collection, like you have a bunch of action figures or a bunch of stuffed animals, or anything that reminds you of your kids or their kids. Those are things around the house that can kill a mood.